over the years, and particularly when I was in regional ministry, I met people in Baptist churches who were always very quick to tell me, of course, I'm not really a Baptist. And I have a confession to make, and that is that I still struggle with the label. Despite having been a Baptist minister for 20 years now and a regional team leader and all the rest of it, I may have told you before, I walked into a conference centre, King's Park in Nottingham, Northampton, for a meeting that I was part of the team leaders nationally. And I walked up to reception. I'd got an open-neck shirt, a jacket. I had a case beyond that. Who was I? No label. Walked up to the reception desk, and the young lady said, oh, hello. She said, you must be a Baptist. Everything in me recoiled. I wanted to say, no, I'm not. And I thought, it was a few seconds. I kind of worked it through. Don't be daft, Keith. You know, cool. I think possibly I was offended because I knew there were youth leaders meeting there as well, youth workers. And I thought, I just don't look the part. You know, I'm wearing a jacket. I'm kind of middle-aged. I've got a case. If I'd come in sort of looking more casually dressed, maybe she'd have thought I was a cool youth worker. Maybe it was that. I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that I was brought up in a Methodist church. Maybe it's the fact that I was for many years part of churches where the word Baptist was played down. I don't know. I am so, so glad we live in ecumenically enlightened times. So, so glad. Some of you have been to Keswick in the summer. Some of you went to Spring Harvest earlier in the year. Maybe some have been to New Wine. Frankly, you go to Christian holidays like that and nobody cares what your church is called, do they? You're just there to worship, to learn, to have fellowship and so on. And praise God for that. I rejoice in the fact that here in Bromsgrove, we're part of churches together in Bromsgrove. And Paul is the chair of that. I am very, very honoured and very glad to still be a canon of Worcester Cathedral, courtesy of Bishop John. And I'm very, very glad of that. Yesterday, on our walk, we were welcomed to St. Michael and All Angels Church in Rushuk by one of the church wardens, who opened up the little village hall for us to eat our lunch in and put this sign up on the church gate. So we just go back. Sorry, that was part of the presentation. That's why it's moved on. Welcome to our visitors on the John Eccles walk from Bewdley to Bromsgrove, Rushuk Parochial Church Council. Oh, praise God for that. That was wonderful. It wouldn't have happened 350 years ago. But actually, one of the reasons things have changed is because the arguments of people like Thomas Helwys 350 years ago won the day. Many of us come from different backgrounds, and maybe something of those roots still are important to us. Maybe you prefer to be known as a Christian and don't really feel comfortable with the word Baptist. Maybe you like the word evangelical or whatever. As I said at the beginning, I don't want everybody here to become a card-carrying Baptist. And I don't think that just because it's got the word Baptist, it is therefore good. I was a regional minister for nearly 8 years. So I know that's not true. And there are some people who wear the label Baptist who hit the headlines from time to time from across the Atlantic who, quite frankly, I would not want to have anything to do with. But if you're not happy with the word Baptist, then how about a Christian in a Baptist church, because that is what you are, a Christian in a Baptist church. We don't have time to look at all the implications of this today, but this means that we're part of a church that cherishes freedom of conscience and respect for people whose views differ from our own. We're part of a church that rejects coercion or manipulation as a way of getting others to accept our beliefs and do things our way. We belong to a church that values the gifts and the experience and the contribution of everyone, not just those deemed to be in charge. We belong to a church that refuses to worship anyone or anything that might usurp Jesus' place as Lord of our lives and in the life of our church. That's about how we relate to one another. It's also, I believe, how we relate to those who hold authority in our society. We don't know what it might mean in the future. There are Baptist churches around the world that struggle because they refuse to be registered by the state. They would have certain benefits. What if legislation in our country that challenged the way we seek to be church meant that we were no longer able to be considered a charity and have gift aid on our donations? And something like a quarter of the income of this church vanished at a stroke because we hold to the principles. I'm not saying it will happen, but I suppose it could. Where would our allegiance lie? I think it's very unlikely it'll happen, but I'm just making the point. At the heart of all this, and I realise what I've shared with you this morning has been a lot of history and a lot of challenging stuff, but at the heart of all of this is the mainspring of all these principles is a desire simply to live under the rule of Jesus Christ as Lord and to know the freedom of that and to give that freedom to others as we seek to walk together and watch out for one another. That's what led those early Baptists to challenge the concept of a state church and the authority of any person, including the king, to legislate on matters of religious belief. It also influences the way that we read the Bible, because the Bible is the most important place we come to learn about Jesus Christ, to whom all authority has been given. I don't want to push a denominational line, as I've said, but like it or not, we have a particular living tradition in this church, and it's important to understand why things are the way they are. This is not about preserving the status quo, but rather being equipped to see what beliefs and values lie behind our practices and also what really matters. This series is not about saying we're a Baptist church and therefore we do things this way and have always done things this way. It's not about that. It's about us identifying the biblical principles that are especially important to us, and that when combined shape an identity that is something we can have confidence in and that we cherish as we move on together. The message has implications for every part of our lives. The next picture shows a very well-known Baptist minister from years ago, Martin Luther King, preaching about freedom. And his convictions grew out of exactly what we've been thinking about this morning. Freedom in Christ. Free to serve. Free to walk alongside others. Free to worship. Free to pray. Free to read the Bible for ourselves. Free to discuss and consider and reflect as a people called together, so that together we might serve the one who sets us free, in whom and through whom new life is given, sins are forgiven, and we have the hope of life eternal now, transforming life in this world.